Here we go for a new week from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning,
Do
Mike.
I need to be digging the gold out from under my bed?
Find it. Go and melt down all those gold chains you have. Yeah. Get them into the pawn shop. Look, one of the features I think of last week was this notable from the point of view of where market sentiment is going is this relentless grind higher that we saw last week in the gold price, and there was a spike in the oil price as well, Mike. But the thing is, Mike, there's a fair bit of scepticism in professional circles at the moment about the strength of this share market rally. So the US, you've had continued calls for a lower Fed funds rate, and what's driving that is concern about future conditions, impact of the trade war, slowing growth globally. We've been here many, many times. The rally's underpinned by, you know, strong consumer situation and strong employment. And there's a belief that if Trump doesn't back off the trade war, the Fed will bail you out. And we're seeing a domestic version of this too here in New Zealand with a hunt for yield driving local share markets to higher and higher market valuations. But Mike, not everyone believes this. And what you're seeing, one outcome is a higher gold price, is people seeking refuge in non-correlated assets or assets they don't think will be affected, a place to hide, a refuge. And so that you're getting a higher gold price. And it rallied over $1,400 on Friday. It closed at $1,399, I think just a tad under $1,400. But it's been 6 years since we've seen that level. And gold also tends to rally when the US dollar is lower. And we've seen that recently as well with the potential for lower US interest rates. Non-US dollar buyers, they like the look of that. And lower US real interest rates are a factor as well. But on top of this, Mike, we've also seen the spike in oil prices. I'll just quickly cover that. I mean, US crude prices were up almost 9% last week. Now, I report the price of Brent crude. It was up just over 5.1% last week. And I actually think most of the oil that we buy here in New Zealand actually comes out of Singapore. I think it's the thing called Tapper's crude. And I'll check that today, though. And that tends to move in tandem with Brent crude as well. But geopolitical tensions at the heart of that as well. And that's helping the gold price too. So this is this US-Iran standoff. We'll find out where that's going in terms of oil this week. Then you got OPEC, they're meeting early July, they're reassessing production targets. There's also pricing in of that potential softening of US-China trade tensions, so that's seen as boosting growth. And then you had a fire, Mike, in the oil refinery in the east coast of the US and Philadelphia as well. So lots going on there, Mike. Lots
going on.
That
is true, and that is why all eyes are going to be on the G20 this week.
Yeah, G20, lots of potentially market-moving events this week as well. So no rest for market participants, Mike. You can't get off this bus. So G20 later this week. Look, G20 is not really market-moving. It tends to be a bit of a photo op, talk fest. I think it's important in terms of getting some human interaction between the global leaders. But this time, it's being looked at because it becomes a barometer for the current state of the US-China trade tensions. So while the trade dispute in itself is a pretty sort of slow-moving factor, the developments are pivotal for market sentiment in the short term, which is what makes this week important, whether Xi Jinping and Trump actually sit down together, what announcements we get ahead of them sitting down together. We've also got an official cash rate review this week, Mike, by the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. It's just an official cash rate review. It's not the full-blown monetary policy statement. And as I pointed out last week, wholesale interest rates in New Zealand are now at historically low levels, really starting to impact on investment decisions. Yeah. And you've got to remember there's a huge number of people out there that invest. They're not borrowers, they're investors.
Correct.
And we've got very, very low interest rates.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, a little bit weaker on Friday night, closed at 26,719, about 0.13%. S&P 500 down small, 2,950. The NASDAQ down 28,031. FTSE 100, they also lost 0.23%, 7,407. The Nikkei was down 0.95%, 21,258. Shanghai Composite up 15, 3,001. The ASX 200, they lost 37, closing at 6,650. That was minus 0.55%. And in a wonderful world of symmetrical returns, we gained 37 points 10,327. On the currencies, 0.6590 against the US, 0.9510 Aussie, 0.5792 Euro, 0.5168 pounds, 70.70 Japanese yen. Gold, as I said, just under 1400 bucks. Brent crude, $65.20 US cents.
Fabulous start to the week. You enjoy your Monday. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.